At this year's Sunbelt Ag Expo in Moultrie, Georgia, the spotlight state, of course, is Florida, as next to the University of Florida IFAS Extension Permanent Building, which houses their educational displays, is the spotlight display. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services has an interactive display called Florida Agriculture, Then and Now, as folks attending the expo are able to learn about the history of Florida agriculture. Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services Adam Putnam said it's a big honor to be the spotlight state.
IFAS and the department and Farm Bureau have teamed up, and we've got a fantastic display here. IFAS has their water exhibit that was at the Smithsonian for a period of time, and we've got our Viva Florida 500 Years of Florida Agriculture History exhibit set up. It's good marketing, it's good publicity for Florida agriculture, and it's just good to be here with our southeastern neighbors. And, you know, events like this, farmers and ranchers enjoy to see how everybody else does things.
The display, of course, includes information about the origins of Florida's cattle industry. And Putnam said they were fortunate their year of Spotlight State came the same year that Florida is observing 500 years of agriculture in the state.
It's a good theme. I think it's an important reminder to people that agriculture not only has always been a part of Florida's economy, but continues to be a vital part of our economy, $100 billion economic impact per year. So it's a good reminder, and it's just a great way to showcase the hard work of Florida's farmers and ranchers.
So Florida Farm Bureau, the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, and the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences hopes everyone will stop by their spotlight display during the annual Sunbelt Ag Expo in Moultrie, Georgia. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.